Okay, a word to students at Texas A&M University. Lock your door. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Lock your doors, close your windows, hide your kids, hide your wife.
How crazy is that? How many of these have they had? I mean, a bunch, right?
40 at least.
I just don't get it. I just do not get it.
He's climbing in your windows, snatching your people up.
Would just seem like it's not that difficult. That's the reason they put those locks on there, you know?
Somebody's not following the motto.
Well, what's that?
Lie, cheat, or steal.
Yeah, well.
And you don't do it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No, well, see, this is during a home game weekend. It could be someone who's not an Aggie onto campus.
You're right, it could be.
Going through the dorms.
You know, that has nothing to do with the fact that you can probably keep that from happening by locking your doors. And again, I don't get it because this is not the first weekend this has happened, right?
Yeah. Opportunity motivates thieves. This weekend it was like 21 different burglaries.
Aren't these college students? Hello?
Spoon-fed children.
What?
Spoon-fed children.
Okay. Oh, spoon-fed children. First, I thought she was saying, spank your children.
That's what I wanted to hear again.
Either one I would approve.
That's it, spoon-fed kids. And like they said, you know, there still are helicopter parents, but now they're lawnmower parents, you know, who mow everything down to make it absolutely effortless for their child to do anything.
No, I was supposed to do that.
The days are bygone when the children were crawling on the floor, picking up whatever dropped from the table.
It could be they're just finding the bumpkins, because when I was in Leander, we didn't have to lock the doors.
No. How about if I just say no?
That isn't it?
I've had an opportunity to deal with college-age students as tenants, okay?
Oh.
Somehow, hello?
Well, the guilty parties are still the scumbag doing the thieving. I mean,
there is no doubt. I'm not saying, you know, not at all. But again, these are crimes of opportunity. Wish I could show you the text exchanges I've had with tenants about, it's hot in here. Well, you know, check the thermostat. It's still not working.
Is it on?
Call the air conditioner guy. He comes over. Oh, never mind. Problem's fixed. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, you got to adjust that. You got to turn it to auto. Oh, I see. Okay.
That's just ignorance, though. Well, that's ignorance as opposed to stupidity.
Okay.
Maybe a little of both.
It's a big club. Wow. It's a really big club.
I mean, I would say.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is the Mizzou fight song. It's Fight, Tigers Fight. Fight for Old Mizzou. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Right behind you, everyone is with you. Break the line and follow down the field. How's that make the basketball team feel? Okay? How do they feel about that? And you'll be on the top, upon the top, fight. Tigers, you will always win. Proudly keep the colors flying skyward. In the end, we'll win the victory, so Tigers fight for Old Mizzou.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
The dramatic reading is what sells it.
I know. Of course, I like circus music.
Yeah, that does sound like circus music, doesn't it?
Wow. Hey, it's Mizzou. They're the Tigers.
That's the whole deal. You know, it's quite the problem there.
I am a little disappointed they didn't do the MISSISSIPPI.
That'd be the difference.
That'd be
state.
Mississippi.
Ah, well, never mind. Okay. I'm obviously not paying much attention. I need some more coffee.
Okay.
Like I said, ignorance, stupidity.
There you go.
I'm kind of leaning more towards one than the other at
this
point.
It's a big club.
So there's some question over how you pronounce the name of this state.
Missouri.
Because there's some people who call it Missouri. And there's some people who call it Missouri.
Not if you live there.
I've heard that people who live there call it Missouri. I knew someone who used to live there.
That's the reason the song says Mizzou. And I'll never forget, I was up in that part of the world, and I was driving to another football game, but I was listening to the Missouri game, and I thought, hey, I'll listen to this and see what they say. They say Mizzou on the broadcast.
Yep.
Because they don't want to make anybody mad.
Well, and it's the Mizzou network.
Yeah, so, I mean, they don't want to make anybody mad. Why can't they figure out how to pronounce the name of their state? Is that a? I mean,
because do we live in the Brazos Valley or do we live in the Brazos Valley?
No, we live in the Brazos Valley in Villa Maria. I'm sorry. And the town Shire Shopping Center.
Wait a second.
Anyway.
It's not pronounced Villa Maria?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine.
All right.
Hey, I grew up in the great state of Missouri in St. Louis in my entire life.
Me too, buddy. That's where I was born.
Missouri
really?
For you guys.
Missouri.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks.
Missouri.
Well, yeah, Kat, it would be Villa Maria if you, you know, really use the double L pronounced. Well,
yeah, but does anybody do that here?
It's not Spanish, though.
No, it's not. So.
It's Italian.
As I've been told several times, you know, on the news, I'm not supposed to. I have to anglicize every Hispanic name.
You should. Yes, I agree.
I would be better in Houston. I'm okay with Villa Maria. What bothers me is in Houston, San Felipe.
Yeah.
That's just messed up.
No, San Felipe. Yeah.
If you call it San Felipe, that's pretty anglicized itself, and that's how it's spelled. But San Felipe just sounds like, yeah.
There's a road in Austin called Manshack.
Yeah. which doesn't. Been, yeah. Yeah.
I'll put it down to this even. There was a company in Austin where I worked that used to make me laugh because they did advertisements with us.
Yeah.
And it was Lewis and Salazar.
Wow. So does Salazar?
You got it.
Wow. Okay.
We'll anglicize anything in Texas,
again,
by God.
As long as you anglicize it in a slight, referencing.
No.
Hey, you moved here, okay? You moved here. If we're down there, we'll say it your way. If you're up here, by God, you say it the way we do it, all right? Golly.
You reckon?
Get over it, yeah. All right, so you wanted to know about this red state, blue state thing, right?
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, it was pretty good. It was on NBC where that happened.
With Tim Russert.
Yeah. Now, Kat, what you said makes sense.
What, that I'll never date online?
Okay. You did say that. I was I think we were kind of still talking about the red state, blue state thing.
It was the same thing.
Well, yeah, let's stay kind of in the parameters of that, though, because you had asked the question, why are the Republicans red?
Yeah,
why
when
are
that's
the Democrats
a social. Yeah,
blue?
No,
right.
That was all the same conversation.
I mean, we'll go
don't
back,
act like
we'll,
I'm pulling we'll, rabbits
we'll
out of the
back,
hat.
We'll go back to the dating thing if you want to, but no. The deal is, and it does, it reverses the longstanding idea that the red symbols, like the red flag or the red star, would be associated with socialist revolutionary movements.
KGB.
Yeah, but it was Tim Russert who basically used those colors. And that's right. I mean, that what you've got, Kevin?
Yeah, and
I mean,
he
set it up that way.
Before the 2000 election campaign, the traditional color scheme was blue for Republicans, red for Democrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just weird. I mean, they only changed it in 2000. That's just
Tim Russert. See?
Well, according to this, though, it also says that it didn't matter. It depended on what network you watched. They would use whatever color red, blue they wanted.
Right. Oh. Now they've standardized it so that you know, and that's why they have the websites. Now
switch to green and gold.
They've used colors, but, well, I'll tell you, they used yellow for the Republican Party. I mean, there was a time that they did that. But also one of the first places where they used colors for states was in Texas, in the Texas election. Because they had people who spoke Spanish or people who were just illiterate who voted. And they needed to have some sort of a color because then people would vote by color.
According to Wikipedia, it goes all the way back to the 1888 presidential election.
And if it's in Wikipedia, it's got to be true because that's on the internet and everything on the internet.
It is.
Hello?
Hey, just the mere mention of Tom Turbeville's name has Kat doing some Tomish type of comments.
We call him Tom Moments. That's true. Thank you. That's right. Yeah. Which is a good thing. It's a good thing. That's for sure. Okay. So now, by the way, later on this morning, bird knowledge. We're going to find out what you know about birds.
Ornithology?
Well, no, not really.
Ornithology, dear.
That too. No, just different stuff. Or we could talk about a guy named Orin. I don't care any of those things. But anyway, in the meantime.
I was close. Come on, I'm the sports guy, for God's sake.
Your typical Thanksgiving meal, you know, we told you yesterday, holds like a bazillion calories, right?
Okay. 4,000 something.
Right. Domino's says that Wednesday before Thanksgiving is their busiest night of the year.
So tomorrow.
Bigger even than the Super Bowl Sunday.
Really?
Yep. Lots of families in town. They gather at home. They go, why don't we go ahead and eat some pizza? And so takeout and delivery is a big deal.
No kidding.
Yeah. Now, there is no truth to the rumor that this year they are going to go ahead and do a giblet topping, but nonetheless.
Sick.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
What's disgusting about that?
It's just utterly disgusting.
Do you want to talk about the pizza toppings they have in other parts of the world? I mean,
probably would be okay with that. We've talked about them before.
Well, I know. That's what I mean. So it's not like giblet would be that far off.
Giblets are just Gross.
Look, if you'll put innards. If they'll put pineapple on a pizza,
yeah,
giblets are fine.
Also, now, I'll eat pineapples in real life, but giblets?
On a pizza?
In real life?
Yeah. Ooh.
You don't eat livers and gizzards and stuff? You don't do that? Cat?
Yeah, I've had gizzards before. It doesn't mean I enjoyed it. It's about like chewing an ear of an old sow.
Losing weight, getting in shape,